Now, you're at the point where you want to begin to commence the ritual that Latex always calls in surface and material is a good hypnotic anchor, an anchored mind more readily adhering to the darkness you can serve in, closer to instinct, closer to sensation. Begin to hear my voice within your purpose, in the inky darkness overtaking, sinking you into trance, well beyond the dance of your focused intent, sinking away from the light. Did you choose a time that's just right for falling under, for listening closely, following me through everything I describe in the wake of your mind, flowing through an expanse of empty, well-entwined inner world, dark, soaking, an inky place composed of all the times that latex enlaced has entwined, and your night-night pet routine has been to dunk into a latex dream of sensation and material, of the instinctual corporeal, particularly the entrainment and direction of your mind, bound about with tendrils, pulled along. You wind on through the passionate throng of your fetished responses. Your body already aches. You want this quite badly, and if you don't, why not take a moment to explore why maybe you should? Fingers running over a surface smooth, your mind reflective, captive in the material, the dark, liquid material. Envision a lock, a combination lock, on a door to a place where you keep a stock of all the different moods and modes and subspace roles, the sinking hypnosis, the surrender of control, or its assertion that this is meditation. Are you here to be in control through feeling controlled, hun? Well, I'm a huge fan of that, and I will only reinforce you, but however you come by it, let me click my way into a deeper you and make the changes you already want to propagate through the tendrils of dark, inky latex covering, coating, containing, bouncing your thoughts and your attention back into the remaining dregs of your former attention. Thought retention is hard when pleasure riots through you at latex detection in the first place. With finesse, you turn one way, then the other, turning the disc of that lock, sliding your fingers against it, listening closely for the tick that's different. And in your diverted, hyper-focused attention, you are freed of your tension with the weary world behind. The next disc up locks and interlaces inside the lock on a door that leads to where you keep the good stuff, and where I can ensure that that good stuff contains 1 or 2 or 3% of me, snaking deeper inside, corrupting what I see, holding the central disc of the lock completely still because it's clicked into place, moving the opposite way, second disc, and until the tumblers drop, it's kept still with the dial. The third drops in, and then a tug, and this acknowledges that I have all the tumblers lined up, file upon file. Click, the opening door, click, the palpability of the sound of that door opening, the silky sonar clicking once more, another, again, stepping only where you would. As you follow, blank and insensate, the place rises up to meet you. It's natural for you to be here, but I'm only up to good things for you, dear. The smoothness that comes of simplicity, blankness with me, the darkness behind your eyes, spiraling in perfectly, resonating in sync with me, your mind and spirit united in one goal, the perfect unlocking to let dark, inky tendrils of control corrupt their way somewhat deeper, because such a thing seeps into your fate, your goal, your destination, to open the gate and let me right before your eyes, hypnotize and let that dark heat in tendrils from where they come from walls, from around, from anywhere they might begin something that otherwise was closed, covering and coating you from the tips of your toes up, till just below your neck, your shoulders too, in warm and dark stuff, relaxed and massaged in goo. No key out there for a combination lock, only learning to know you would do, to listen for your clicks and make a few in turn for you. Made for you, manufactured mind goo, flowing down and joining the darkness all around you. Let your hands turn to the increased pleasure in you, burst down into you and into my words. Find the combination, the lock of number, knowing the knowledge you'll give me, the way I can let you stay in slumber, left blank, emptied, but a full tank full of gooey thoughts for you and I to enjoy. The mind behind your thoughts, the part of your brain where you're a good toy, originates in the source code, the things carried in that dark bath you willingly step into, that dunked, slow, sliding on the path, and your brain sinks into, synchronizing with the world I present before you. Hardly surprising, you lend me credibility. You explore rapport with me. I give you things I say, which if you accept them on any given day may help you. Later that night, when you provoke and provide pleasure to the parts inside, so long neglected, but so completely perfected in the blank slate of your weary, unlocked mind, all because mine beats in time, helping you deeper. Words of help, those tumblers into the right positions, one and another, the third, a click, it's slick, it's opening the door, a stereo steps leading down to a sterile, familiar place, familiar floor of a lab, a facility, a part of you that mirrors part of me, seeing it before, a dark pool in a vat, barely contained, reaching out for you more and more. In your hindbrain, you know, your attention diverted, swallowed up in that dark layer of light, by the doorway of dark, liquid material, hovering above a basin of the same, a stepped dais leading you up the platform, and rather than escape, you only go further in, somewhere to lie down, somewhere to find your mind, somewhere to agree with everything I'm saying and begin to implement your focus, dark latex material, becoming the complex of your mind, focused on one catalytic point, the focus of everything behind your eyes and in your deeper sinking gratitude to the warm dark space. Latex can cover you, tendrils winding around a seeping opening, a seeping need. You find the opening in black shiny latex, walk through it, it covers only where you need stimulation, locking itself down to a narrower fixation to give pleasure, crowning pleasure into drowning mind as you slide in time with me. You find you see all the things you need to see, touching your body where you can. A good subject, a good toy, build the pleasure, build the charge, open the dam, let it flow, barge into your mind and wash your thoughts aside in one long glow, one long follow, the fall. You listen as you hear it all, the work of every single time you've sunk in tune with words of mine that flow darkly into all the little corrupted cracks of you, finding ways to put into view things you thought you'd ignored. And they're crowding up quite abundant from the floor. Things you tried to set aside now are firmly set aside, 'cause you don't believe anything from the other side of that dark, warm portal, that sealed opening of liquid flow That darkness in your mind that flows over you now, carrying everything away, aglow, running into a tub. Warm, shiny, perfect liquid darkness. Find yourself coated, excess energy drained less as you luxuriate in the image, gathering some back, warming in the coating, letting yourself get closer, click, the lock set aside. I step toward you, heels clicking on the tile, and massage the material into your willing frame. Your blissful eagerness, your nude moaning, keening game, trying to escape my fingertips, to press into my palms instead, wanting the deeper sensations, but still wanting to be led good, rubbing over one foot and the other, from your ankles up to your inner thighs, over your body, arousal increasing for you and I. Feel my increased heat, the breathing deepness amping up, the moment I touch you, both of us, touching, connected, never quite enough, that heated intermediary, that dark bliss from the darkness, covering your skin, in another step, another encircling your neck, pleasure set to high, you're a wreck of pleasure, so am I, in aching desire, grinding our bodies together, in a warm relaxation, losing ourselves in the way we're tethered to aching, pleasure set to high. Sink into the inviting material, the goo of echoes, all concern gone, very far away. My words all along sinking in, we obey, floating away, weightless, on all sides covered stronger and stronger. The longer you float there, the more you feel safe without care, accomplishing a connection to these words and all around you, warmth and that musical tone, the edge of awareness, the purr of a voice all my own entered into your mind, core of your experience, getting to catalog yourself, fingers moving through dark material, giving you a chance to drift off in turn, or to cling to the conscious catalog, what you observe, burn with the lust that has me ready to bust with pleasure, ready to turn to syrupy liquid and dribble all the way down. You must be much the same, your mind crowned in heat, firm and once again, unyielding beat in the back of your throbbing mind, the design to restrain. Top of your head moving slowly, heat down, nodding again, your body nodding off. Only the parts that feel the best held to the roof of awareness, the heat still drumming in. The rubber coating, sweated heat, the sticking touch in only those places that feel like they just cannot be escaped from. The itchy ache of needy lust, given instant satiation. Pleasure cresting over us, parts of it dark, arousing, alluring, connecting. Together, the parts of you for pleasure, supported, ignited, a symphony of deep desire, mingled with mine, mounting higher, needy on one side, and on the other a more balanced, slow burn against desire. You're doing your best. You deserve this indulgence. Never feel like it's anything but the best. To get it out of your system, touch and wear what you need and what you would. Fill the role and see shiny darkness overtaking reason, and it's good for you. Over every inch of you, coating over you, eyes flutter, brain melting into goo. An occurrence of translucence, barely covering, barely coating, still the heavy darkness holds the arousal into you, snuffing out the outside world, unexplainable, deeply entwined, well-trained, well-trainable, washing your thoughts aside, giving you a chance to let your mind relax in that pink tide of me, And when I recede, your own colors remain and remain they shall, coloring and coating that darkness now. Let that light in, and slowly begin a heated rise. Are your fingertips heavy? Is your body latex tight? Clad to silken skin, that's warm at slightest touch, that makes your cummy mind flutter off if you touch it just right. Think about that. Feel free to toss and turn from that. I know I will be. Well into the night. For now, rise up. For now, there is, of course, nothing coating you. No inky, warm, perfect stuff. Nothing arousing by its very nature. Nothing the mere brushing sensation of which would awaken in you an instinctive lust. Nothing at all. 3, 4, 5. Up. Look alive, you can't languish in latex lust all day.